Zedlines, keeping you informed about the important stuff.
Good morning. This is Bryce and Bianco of your 9am Zedlines. Starting with some local news. University of Queensland surveys reveal that the peak of the southern migration of humpback whales is now weeks earlier than it was 21 years ago, with climate change believed to be the cause. Associate Professor Rebecca Dunlop found that the return of migration had shifted earlier by 3 weeks, with a peak of migration period in the middle of September compared to 2003's peak time of October. While it is normal for migratory timing to fluctuate from year to year, since 2021, there has been a clear and sustained shift, which is believed to coincide with rising water temperature and a change to sea ice coverage in the Antarctic. A decrease in sea ice means that there is less algae, a crucial food for krill, which could cause a decrease in the populations of krill, forcing whales to move to other feeding grounds earlier. This early return has also been documented in other humpback populations along Australia's west coast and in South America.
Conservation groups have lodged an application in the Land Court of Queensland in a challenge to stop one of Australia's largest proposed greenfield coal projects. Whitehaven Coal's Winchester South open-cut coal mine, located in Queensland's Bowen Basin, is expected to produce up to 17 million tonnes of coal a year over its 28-year lifespan. The project is set to cost $1 billion and would extract mostly metallurgical coal used to make steel and thermal coal. The two environmental groups are expected to argue the court should recommend against the project being granted a mining lease and environmental authority due to its significant environmental and human rights impacts. The federal government is yet to make the final decision on whether the project will go ahead.
Moving on to national news. The federal government has announced it will provide up to $14 million to assist the South Australian government in combating the algae bloom. According to Environment Minister Murray Watt, the funding will be allocated for research, business assistance, community awareness and cleanup efforts. While he says, quote, "While the science has been made clear that there is no quick fix for algal blooms, we are committed to supporting the South Australian community, industry and the environment," end quote. This comes after the South Australian government requested assistance from the federal government on Sunday. According to data collected by over 300 members of the public, at least 12,000 marine animals have washed up on shore after being killed by the algae bloom. While the algae bloom is not harmful to humans, experts say its devastating effect on South Australia's marine life may last for several months. A historic native title determination has seen exclusive native title rights granted to the First Nations people in northwest Victoria. Milawa. Three distinct Indigenous groups, including the Lachi Lachi, Nari Nari, Ning Te, make up the Milawa Mali Society, and now have the right to now control who has access to their country through law. The determination covers thousands of square kilometres, including Mildura, and extends through the Murray Sunset National Park to the South Australian border. Shane Jones Sr., a Lachi Lachi man and applicant, said he was proud of the result, saying, quote, "and that with native title, our present and future generations can continue the legacy of all our elders and emerging elders," end quote. The decision sets a precedent that may support other native title cases and claim groups to seek the same form of recognition.
In international news, paleontologists in Canada have discovered remains of an extinct species of ancient fish. The fish, which has been classified as Elmosteus lundarensis, is documented to be about 150 million years older than the dinosaurs and only about 1.5 meters long. The remains were discovered by paleontologist Melina Jobbins in Manitoba, which is well known for its fossil discoveries. The fish is now known as one of the first to have developed body armor, a jaw, and teeth. Jobbins and her team are visiting more quarries this summer, hoping to find more fossils and answer more questions, such as what the animal looked like, but also the environment and what the conditions were for the evolution. For your weather today, Brisbane is partly cloudy with the chance of a late afternoon shower. It's currently 14 degrees with an expected maximum of 22. There is no fire danger and the UV index is predicted to reach 4, which is in the moderate band. That's all your news for 9 a.m. We'll be back at 10 with more. In the meantime, you can find us on Facebook and Twitter or head to 4zzz.org.au.